There's a very creative shot in the Dasa Kenyan Bali Tosos on this week's parasha that Yosef calls his second son Ephraim, ki Hefrani Elokim be'eretzon yi, because Hashem made him fruitful, even in the land where he suffered so much. The Dasa Kenyan says there's a deeper meaning of Ephraim. He says, normally, ayim in Hebrew indicates a double of something, right? Masayim, Yadayim, etc. Says, Ephraim is a double Afer. Why did he name ashes? Why did he name his son for a double Afer? He says, after his ancestors, Avram and Yitzchak. Avram says, Anochi offer ve'Afer, compares himself to Afer. And Yitzchak, we know, was an Olan, the Mizbeach, who was destined and in some spiritual level, you know, was burnt and turned into Afer, Afroshel Yitzchak. We talk about. So therefore, he named his son Ephraim after the double Afer of Avram and Yitzchak. Okay, on a simple level, this Das Akenemi Balitosos is a cute vart that tells us that, you know, Yosef remembered his heritage even when he was in Mitzrayim. Rav Aaron Leib Steinman, who just passed away this week, he has an interesting pshat. He says it wasn't just a cute vart to remember his heritage. That's a deeper question. How did Yosef manage being so powerful, the second most powerful person in the most powerful country in the entire civilized world, right? The second in command of all the Mitzrayim, in charge of all the food, in charge of everything, life and death power over millions of people. How did he manage to keep his midos, to keep his tzidkus? Power corrupts. Absolute power corrupts, absolutely. How did Yosef manage to keep his tzidkus with all the nisyonos of being in power? Says the answer is, Ephraim, he remembered two Afers. Number one, Avram Avinu, Anochi Afer Ve'Afer. Avram Avinu is a great man, one of the greatest men ever in human history. And he said, I'm mere dust and ashes. Anova. He didn't think a lot of himself. No matter how great he was, he didn't think a lot of himself. Likewise, Yosef, no matter how great he was, he remained humble. He didn't think a lot of himself. He remembered that ultimately we're only human beings. Ultimately, we're nothing compared to Hashem. Ultimately, we're not perfect. And ultimately, you know, we're limited in our power. He had anova. And Yitzchak Avinu, to be burnt as an ol on the Mizbeach, Mesiras Nefesh. Yitzchak Avinu, what does it mean to be burnt as an ol on the Mizbeach? Everyone just wants for themselves. I want more. I want this for myself, and I want that for myself, and I want this for myself. You know, I want to make money, and I want to have a nice house, and I want this, and I want that. The opposite of that is, I'm willing to sacrifice myself totally to be makir of myself on the Mizbeach. Okay, none of us are called to be makir of ourselves or anyone else on the Mizbeach, but on some level, we're all called for the Mesiras, not literal Mesiras Nefesh, usually. Some situations of Gimel Chamuras we are. Hopefully, in normal situations, we're not called for literal Mesiras Nefesh. But it's Mesiras Nefesh to give up for yourself and to sacrifice for something greater. To sacrifice for Hashem and for what's right. To sacrifice your own desires. And that's what Yitzchak stood for. That was the Afer of Yitzchak. Yosef, even though he had all the power, remembered the Anava of Avram Avinu Anochi Ve'Afer. And even though he could indulge in whatever he wanted, he could have indulge all his taivas. He could have every pleasure in the entire world and all the riches in the entire world. He remembered Yitzchak Avinu, that we're not put in this world to take things for ourselves. We're put in this world to sacrifice for what's really true and what's really right. And that's how Yosef managed to stay Yosef HaTzadik through that difficult nisayon of success in Mitzrayim. I think that, Reuyim definitely, besides adding Amkus to this Das Akenim Bali Tosfos, Reuyim Advarim, Lamisha Amram, that, you know, when we do think about the legacy and the life of Rav Steinman, he was great. He was a great person. He was not great in Gashmius like Yosef. He was not the second in command of any country, and he was not rich by any stretch of the imagination. But he was great and in a very powerful position in the Torah world, and in a leadership position where he had almost life and death power over Hanhaga of a tremendous tzibur and Piskei Halacha for a tremendous tzibur. And the reason he was who he was and the reason why he was someone who will be so sorely missed is because he, like so many Gedolim and Talmidei Chachamim, he was not interested in any hana for himself. He was not interested in a more luxurious lifestyle. He was not interested in any of the normal things in Olam Hazeh and Gashmius that people run after. He was just interested in Moser Nefesh for Torah and for Klal Yisrael and for helping Klal Yisrael come closer to Hashem and do more mitzvahs and learn more Torah and giving up everything he could personally just to help Klal Yisrael come closer to Aviyam Shabbat Shemayim, and really most remarkably, and really to an extent that's amazing to see, not only the Efer of Yitzhak, but sometimes when you have a lot of Efer of Yitzhak and Mesiras Nefesh, it can lead to a lot of gaiva. Look how much I do for everyone else and don't care about myself. Look how great I am. And there were few people in the world who had a more advanced and developed and thorough anava than Rav Steinman, who never looked for any covet for himself. And, you know, you don't get the impression he had to conquer his Yetzer Hara to deny himself covet, but that he really just didn't think that there was any reason to, he really didn't understand the havmin of why people would run after covet, if it's such a foolish thing to be mechabed basar v'dam. That he lived this Anochi Ofer ve'efer, and everything he did was only to, you know, to try to run away from kavod, and it was Boreach Achrav, obviously. But maybe we can be inspired by his legacy, not only by the Torah and mitzvahs that he stood for, but that wherever we go, to keep that Ephraim with us and do a little less for ourselves, and be Moser Nefesh more for Torah and for Am Yisrael and for the Tzibur, and Anochi Ofer Efer, even if we do great things, to remember to remain humble about them and not let it lead to pride, but rather let it lead only to a sense of more and more responsibility. Yehi zichro baruch. Yes, it's in-